You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our preparation for Marian consecration. We are on day 14th today, the end of week two. We are reading from the book by Father Michael E. Gately, entitled 33 Days to Morning Glory. Let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all danger, O ever-glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Colby's Prayer of Consecration. To conclude this week's reflection on St. Maximilian's teaching on Marian consecration, it will be good for us to get to know his actual prayer of consecration. We'll now look at it in its three parts. 1. An invocation. 2. A plea to Mary that she will receive us as her property. 3. A plea to Mary that she will use us to gain other souls for her. The prayer begins with an invocation. O Immaculata, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Refuge of Sinners and our Most Loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. Here we have Colby's favorite title for Mary, the Immaculata. As we learn from her apparition at Lourdes, this is her identity. For Colby, this is her most important identity because it highlights her intimate union with the Holy Spirit. This invocation also brings in another part of Mary's identity. Mother Mary is the most humble, gentle, tender, and loving mother. Finally, another of Colby's favorite titles is alluded to here, namely, Mediatrix of All Grace. For to Mary, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy. The second part of the consecration prayer expresses a plea that Mary will receive us as her property. And then we place our name, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have, wholly to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death and eternity, whatever most pleases you. Recall that de Montfort, in his formula of consecration, expanded and elaborated on what he was giving to Mary: body, soul, goods, merits, etc. Colby means the same thing as de Montfort, but he simplifies it by expressing his gift of himself to Mary with a concise statement: take me with all that I am and have. On the flip side, where de Montfort describes the purpose of his consecration with the simple summary statement, for the greater glory of God, it's Colby who expands and elaborates. Thus, in the third part of his consecration prayer, Colby describes the purpose of his offering not only as the greater glory of God, but as the following. Quote, "If it pleases you, use all that I am and have without reserve, wholly to accomplish what was said of you. She will crush your head, and you alone have destroyed all heresies in the whole world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help extend, as far as possible, the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus." The boldness of the first sentence may easily be overlooked, but when we fully take it in, its boldness can be startling. Colby is asking Mary to use him to completely crush the reign of Satan. Perhaps he pulls back this incredible ambition a little when he says that he wants her to use him to help extend, as far as possible, the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. Still, his boldness is incredible. He wants Mary to use him as her instrument as much as possible to crush Satan and extend the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love of the heart of Jesus. It's interesting that Colby comes in on the heart of Jesus, mentioning it two times. This isn't a passing fancy. For instance, it appears again when he gives the motto of his army of Knights of the Immaculate, the Militia Immaculata, to lead all men and every individual through Mary to the most sacred heart of Jesus. We'll learn more about the heart of Jesus as a most perfect goal for our spiritual lives when we reflect on Blessed Mother Teresa and her teachings next week. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, prepare me to give all to the Immaculata for the sake of the kingdom. And this, dear friends, concludes day 14. Colby expresses Marian consecration not as a gift of self for the sake of achieving the greater glory of God, as does Montfort, but rather as becoming an instrument in the hands of Mary for the purpose of extending the kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. Thus, his focus is Mary's love of Jesus and her desire to lead all men and women to the merciful heart of her Son. How much do you want to be renewed and transformed by the Holy Spirit through Mary's powerful intercession for the sake of the kingdom? How much do you hesitate?
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
I'd like to welcome back to our studio Enzina De Angelis and Boots Montano, and thank them for their presence to be here today to discuss the readings of this past week. But before we start, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome back, ladies. So we looked at St. Maximilian Kolbe and what his thoughts are on Marian consecration. He says that Marian consecration is like becoming an instrument in the hands of Mary for the purpose of extending the kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. In your opinion, what is required to become instruments of Mary in our daily lives, within your families, at work, in your ministries? And what are some of the tangible ways we can build the kingdom of Christ on earth through Marian consecration?
Yes, I think in order to
become an instrument of Mary, it can also be in the little ways that we do things in our lives. Like St. Thérèse of Lisieux was saying, it doesn't have to be something very grandiose, but just in the little details of life. And also, in order to become an instrument, we do need to surrender to Mother Mary. And that's something that for most of us in our society today is a difficult thing to do, because we're taught to be independent, self-reliant, use our own willpower to reach goals. And the idea of surrender is a little bit foreign to us. And so becoming an instrument, surrendering to what Our Lady would like us to do to bring us closer to Christ and to be able to be to forward the kingdom of Christ in this world, does require surrender. And also, as you were saying, tangible ways to build the kingdom, we can do that through personal prayer, through prayers in our community with groups, with offering our days, our work, or our challenges, as well as our joys to Mary throughout each day. And those are some of the tangible ways, especially when you have difficulty thinking of ways. Prayer is one of the biggest ways that you can just go to Mary and say, you know, I need your help, and she will be there.
Definitely. That is so true. Mary, actually, she anticipates our needs, but it takes for us to invite her in.
Yes.
And to let her to help us out.
So yes, true. Our free will again. We need to invite her. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Enzina.
Thank you.
With Maximilian, with Father Maximilian Kolbe, I can relate to it, because I personally went to Auschwitz and I visited that concentration camp, and the minute you enter the gates, you can smell death. And I went to visit the cell where St. Maximilian Kolbe was put when he gave his life for a man who was going to be incarcerated, and the man had a family, so he thought about that. So instead, he asked to be put in jail instead of this man. And I saw in my own eyes how small that cell was. He cannot kneel down, he cannot sit down, he cannot stand up. And it's really not meant for a human being. And there you can see how he has given himself, how he's given his life to Jesus, to our Mother Mary. And because he was thinking of this family man, and how he was willing to give, to sacrifice and give his own life.
Wow, that's such a very powerful image that you described to us about that cell. I've never been to Auschwitz, I've never seen it, but I know that Father Kolbe was a prisoner of war, and I know that he did give his life to surrender the life of a co-prisoner. Mm. But that image of him being in a cell so small that he couldn't sit, stand, or kneel, all he could do was stand, is that what you're saying? Yeah. I can't even imagine. But so bringing that, like, actually, he was actually living the words that he says, becoming an instrument of Mary. He surrendered himself totally, spiritually and physically, to Mother Mary, and I guess in answering her call for him to switch to give the life, to his life, in exchange for the life of the other prisoner. I can't think of a greater way than to show your love, as Jesus says, to lay down your life for those of your friends. That's very powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Boots.
Thank you.
And other tangible ways that we also build the kingdom of God through us becoming instruments of Mary in our daily lives, with our families, with our co-workers. What are some of your thoughts on that in terms of building the kingdom of God? It doesn't have to be big ways, like you mentioned earlier in Zena. It just has to be in small, little ways, in showing love and letting love speak. Let our actions be the words of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love and kindness, understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever happens day to day in our daily lives, to respond with that love and kindness, just as Mother Mary would. But we can ask and we can pray for her grace to be able to respond in love and kindness, mm-hmm. and encouragement to the things that happen with us in our lives.
Yeah. Anything else, Beth?
Yes, it reminds me of the children. How I loved to teach the children in preparing them for the sacraments. And this, you know, they're so innocent, and to help them really how to see God, how to love God, and how to, that they have their mother here on earth, and that's Mother Mary. So it's such a beautiful thing to be able to help them, you mm-hmm. know, go also to their own mother, to their mother. Spiritual mother through me, through, mm-hmm. by teaching them,
yeah.
you know, how to be holy.
That's so true. That's a very, very tangible way, because we're instructing, we're passing on our faith to the next generation, and they are going to be participating in building the kingdom of God. So it's very, very important in becoming that instrument that Mary can lead us, so that we can also lead others. We have to humble ourselves. We have to set our egos aside so that Mary can work with us like a blank slate, you know, and so that she can mold us and create us into future Christ.
Yes, humility is a big one.
A big one, yeah.
It goes along with also surrender as well, yeah, but to be humble, as she was, mm-hmm. our perfect example of mm-hmm. humility in her own life, and how she responded to God's call and to the Archangel Gabriel, who gave her the message of her vocation in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we look forward to this the next week. But as we journey through week two, we see that consecration to Mother Mary requires a certain surrendering and becoming her instrument to bring qualities of that the world needs, to bring love, kindness, generosity, compassion to those that we encounter.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank you very much, ladies, for participating this week.
Thank you.
Too.
Have a lovely yeah. week.
You too.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.